Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 331. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today I've got a good ep for you. It's something I really live by in my life. And, you know, as always, I try to share with you only the things that are true in my life, that I actually live by, that I'm living, that I've experienced, that I've observed firsthand. And today, I want to talk about the biggest decision I've ever made, the most important choice I've ever made, and by the transitive property likely that you'll ever make in your life. That's a big topic, right? Well, as with most of what I talk about on the podcast, I think this is simpler than we make it, and I want to talk about this. And the idea for this episode came from a tweet I saw the other day. It's from a guy named Anthony Pompliano. He's got a huge Twitter following, over a million folks. He's a big deal in like the investment scene. And he tweets all kinds of business, entertainment, investment stories, and data and things like that. But he tweeted something I thought was really interesting the other day. He did a tweet that said, "The average person has to make 10 good decisions in their life. Those 10 decisions ultimately determine how happy you are and how wealthy you become." And here they are. Those are his words. And I read through them. He listed them all out. And I'm going to read off a couple of them here. Just a couple of them, because surprise, this episode isn't about the choices Anthony listed, but rather my own. It's all about me. But I want to list these out and chat a little bit about them. So here's a couple of the ones he listed. The first one is, what industry or market you focus on? What industry or market you work in. So that'd be your career, right? Whether you decide to go into medicine or business or art or education or music or construction or whatever it may be. It's a pretty big decision. The next one he lists is what role you'll ultimately pursue in your career. So I guess that's probably more specific, right? So cardiologist versus pediatrician, product marketing versus sales, production versus talent, whatever it may be. So that was another one. And then he lists a bunch off later here. Who you decide to marry, it's a big one. Do you decide to have kids? How many kids you decide to have? Where you decide to live? How you decide to invest your money? What you decide to teach your children? So he goes on and on here and ultimately lists out 10. And those are some of the big ones. The big decisions you make in life that determine how happy you are. And I think those are great. I think they're certainly very, very important. I think those kind of cover the big areas in life, your career, your family, your financial security. I don't think there's anything to overthink here. Those are definitely big, important decisions you have to make. But I saw that tweet and I was like, I think there's a more important overarching question you need to ask yourself. It's even more important than who you decide to marry, what you decide to do for a living, the risks you decide to take in your business, your investments, your wealth, whatever it may be. And shocker, coming from me, it's a mindset question. No shock, actually, hearing that from me. But because you know I'm going to say that. You know I'm going to say that your mindset dictates your choices in life. Your mindset dictates what you do. Absolutely. Like, what do you think gets you to the point of deciding where to work, deciding what to do, deciding who to date, who to marry, deciding how many kids to have, and so on? It's your mindset, first and foremost. Your mindset dictates the decisions you make. It's what your gut, your intuition tells you. It's the lens through which you look at life. It's how you see the world around you. So I want to talk about the one mindset question that I think is so important. because I think this one in particular is the most important choice you'll ever make. I think it's the most important decision you'll ever make. So here it is. It's the question of, is the world for you or against you? And the answer to that question, the answer to that choice that you make in regard to that question, in my mind, it dictates a lot of the happiness and fulfillment you'll get in your life. And so I want to talk about this briefly, just a couple of minutes on this subject, and I think it'll definitely give you something really empowering to think about. But real quick, before I get into it, a quick ask of you, as always, but you know, you don't get what you want in life unless you ask for it. Quick ask is that if you enjoy the podcast, if you enjoy my content here or on Instagram or the journals or anything else, and you're listening on Apple Podcasts, that you take just 1 minute and give the show a 5-star rating and then a 1-2 sentence review. It really does help the show grow. I wouldn't ask otherwise. And I'd also really appreciate it if you'd share the podcast with a friend. Just send them the link, DM it to them, email it to them, whatever. Say you might get something out of this. I'm sure they'd appreciate that coming from you. And I, of course, appreciate it so much. All the help. You help enormously with the show. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for the ratings and reviews. But let's get into this idea. I don't think it's hyperbole to say that this is the most important choice you'll make in life. Deciding if you think the world is for you or against you. Is the world for you or is it against you? I think this question is that important. I really do. And this is all predicated on the fact that the assumptions you make about yourself and the world around you, whether you believe it or not, they create your reality. Your reality isn't just presented to you. You create your reality with the assumptions you make. Truthfully, and obviously here, I'm not talking about the things that are literally out of your control. I'm talking about what you decide to do in your life. That is your reality. And those things are decided exclusively by the assumptions you make. Assumptions create reality. Think about this. Really think about this. What is an assumption? What is an assumption? It's believing something that you believe to be true without evidence to prove it, right? More or less. When you assume something to be true, you accept it as fact. And then with that in mind, it 100% influences the decisions you make or don't make, the things you decide to do or don't do, right? I'm sure you'd agree with that. For instance, if you assume, again, we're using the word assume, if you assume that your friends are secretly talking shit about you behind your back, you're going to grow animosity towards them, resentment towards them, all without knowing if they actually are. Or if you assume that 10 out of 10 is out of your league, you're not going to shoot your shot and ask them out without any evidence that they're actually out of your league. If you assume that your dream job would never hire you, you're probably not going to apply without any evidence that they wouldn't give you a chance. If you assume that you're unlovable, that you're ugly, that you're lame, that you're weird, whatever it is, you're going to lower your standards. Right? I don't think there's anything particularly earth-shattering about this. And in fact, so much of what we do in the world of self-care, self-love, mindfulness, meditation, it's designed to combat those exact kinds of assumptions. That's why you listen to this podcast, I'm sure, to remind yourself of your worth, to find your heart and your intention, and to combat negative conclusions that your overthinking wants you to make about yourself. So then, in regard to the most important decision you'll ever make, what is the assumption you've made about the world around you? Is it that everyone and everything is out to get you? That the world is literally against you? That failure means they won and you lost? That people are secretly trying to hurt you and betray you? That rejection is guaranteed? That people are inherently mean and hurtful and selfish? Or do you believe the opposite? That no matter what happens, ultimately, decisions, failures, flops, failed relationships, everything, it's all conspiring to move you in a more redeeming direction. That is the choice you have to make. That is the ultimate assumption that you have to make. And although this is cheesy, be positive kind of vibe here, I really do think this is the most important choice you'll make in your life, because it's the ultimate assumption you have about your life. And to my point, assumptions dictate your reality. they dictate your actions. And so to Anthony's tweet, how do you decide who to marry? How do you decide who to date? How do you decide where you work? How do you decide what risks to take or not? Well, those decisions, those actions are 100% based on the assumptions you make. And the ultimate assumption you can make is the world against you or is it for you? If the world is against you, what would that mean? Well, it would mean a couple of things. If the world is against you, it means that you're threatened by people around you. You believe that both you and them can't succeed at the same time. It means that if someone is better than you in some way, better looking, smarter, more senior, whatever, that they're going to succeed and you're not. And so as a result, you give up easily. It also means that you compare yourself a lot and you judge yourself a lot unfairly as well. You think that everyone else has their shit together and you don't, that you're lost and they're not. And then it's like the lost people have confidence in their actions. Well, not really. It also means you view everything in a rather cynical way. You think everyone else gets lucky and you never get lucky. You think that if you're dating someone, that they'll leave you as soon as they find someone better. And mean that you need constant reassurance. Maybe you lower your standards, who knows? But ultimately it means that if the world is against you, you're expecting the worst to happen. You're expecting failure, heartbreak, frustration, everything. You're expecting to be lost, to get stuck, whatever. And that's not to say that will come true just because you believe it, but you have to agree that those assumptions influence your actions. It would mean, you know, you do things like you don't apply for your dream job. You just accept the job you have. You don't shoot your shot. You take whatever love is available. You don't practice what you love in life because it's silly and there's so many more talented people than you, and so on and so on. Actions. Actions, or lack thereof, that are dictated by the assumptions you make. So that's what happens if you believe the world is against you. But flip it, what if you believed the opposite? What if you made the choice, the decision, to believe that the world is for you? Well, that certainly changes things. It doesn't make you necessarily more reckless in a sense that you're just like, all right, let's do it, let's jump, let's aim for the bushes, everything will be great. It doesn't mean that. It means that you have the confidence in the general direction your life takes you, no matter the L's or the W's in the immediate. It means you don't accept any old love that's thrown your way because you believe you deserve more. It means you don't take the first job you can because you believe you're capable of doing more. It means you love yourself. It means you expect the same of others. It means you believe in the power of effort and trying again and again and again in stubbornness. This is a choice you can make, and it absolutely dictates your actions. And when you believe this, you do all the things that you might not do if you believed the opposite assumption. When you believe this, you shoot your shot. You do apply for that job. You do start that business. You do make that investment because you believe in your ability to either succeed or rebound if you don't succeed. And that is huge. That is the difference between an active life and a passive life. That is the difference between active decisions and passive decisions. That is the difference between believing the world is against you versus for you. And wouldn't you say this is an important decision to make then? Like, I sure think so. I don't think this is overthinking. I really don't. I think this decision, this mindset dictates so much of your life's happiness. And you obviously know I'm going to advocate for you to believe that the world is for you, not against you. And I know that's not easy. Especially if you're in a pattern of things that, you know, are undeniably against you. Like, I get that. Especially like if you're stuck in a cycle of bad relationships or toxic relationships or a draining job or health issues or family issues. Like, it's not easy to be like, okay, well, it's all good. The world is working for me. And I don't think it's always a good or healthy thing to force an assumption upon yourself in the moment. I think you should give yourself time. But ultimately, I hope you can train yourself to come back to this realization. That's a realization that you have a choice. Is life for you or is it against you? If it's all for you, that means that whatever you're going through, you have to believe that eventually it will pass. It'll mean that you have another shot. It means that you have the ability to try again, that you shouldn't give up, that you shouldn't hang it all up, and accept good enough or whatever. If it's all for you, that means you don't know what tomorrow might bring. And even if today and yesterday and the day before have been real shitty, it means you have another day tomorrow to try again. And I've said it before, I've talked on a podcast about this, but it also means that in the same way that life can quickly go from good to bad, from 100 to zero, it also means that in the same way, it can go from zero to 100. And that means that you'll have those chances again, a chance to try again, a chance to love again, a chance to be loved again. And that's amazing. And if it's all for you, that means you're committed to coming out stronger every time. That a bad day doesn't mean a bad life. That you'll learn something through your experience and it'll make you better. That starting over is absolutely okay, because every time you have, every time you do, you come out stronger and smarter, right? Those are assumptions. These are assumptions you can make about yourself and the world around you. And it's the ultimate assumption because it dictates your actions. It dictates the many smaller decisions, way more than 10 than Anthony listed, that you'll make in your life. It dictates what you accept, if you settle or not. It dictates the standards you set for yourself. It dictates your aspirations and your dreams. How big are they or how small are they? It dictates the expectations you have in place of others. Do you demand the same respect you have for yourself from them? It dictates what you do, what you ask for, both of yourself and others. And so I think this is the most important question you'll ask of yourself in life. And I think you should consider it. Is the world for you or is the world against you? You have the gift and the privilege of deciding that. So I'll end it right there. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend. Tell them to check out the podcast every Monday and Thursday. And don't forget to check out newmindsethoodist.com. Pick up a journal. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening and supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.